There are so many reasons to love Subaru of Gwinnett. And this April, Subaru of Gwinnett is working hand-in-hand with the community because Subaru loves the earth. From being the largest corporate donor to the National Parks Foundation to planting over a million trees, we wrap our arms around the community. It's part of the Subaru Love Promise, our commitment to improving lives in the communities where we live and work. And it's just one reason why Subaru is more than a car company. Visit Subaru of Gwinnett on Satellite Boulevard in Duluth to learn more about how we're taking action.
We have Bob Herrig.
We do.
I'm going to tell him this. Whatever's happening at the PGA Championship, I'm sure it's great.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't beating Jimbo Fisher versus Nick Saban right now.
Doesn't seem that way. Bob Herrig in Tulsa, Oklahoma, side of the PGA Championship, joining us right now on the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker line. Bob, always appreciate the time. How are you?
Hey, listen, we're interested in what Jimbo Fisher's saying, too. So no worries there.
Hey,
unbelievable.
Hey, Bob, have you been following? As I said, he went all Yosemite Sam in the middle of the dirt road. He is shooting both guns into the air.
Narcissist, despicable, among other things that Jimbo Fisher is saying about Nick Saban.
I've been catching some of it while I was out following Tiger for nine holes. I've seen some of it on Twitter, and I can only imagine how bad it must be just from the few glimpses I've seen.
Well, let's talk a little bit about golf. We were talking about caddies and the idea that we were mentioning Tiger back in the old day when cameras actually clicked or somebody might have a click on their phone. What's the responsibility of the caddy to protect, if not overprotect, his guy in bigger moments in a golf tournament?
Yeah, I think that's a big part of the role. You're sort of an enforcer. Security guard, you know, you do everything you can to make your player comfortable, you know, and if that means, you know, having to tell a spectator to cool it or, you know, get them to back off or, you know, I don't think you want to be rude about it or violent or anything, but you definitely, you know, that's part of the gig. You know, you're trying to make sure that your guy is not distracted.
Tiger Woods at plus one right now through 10. You mentioned the fact that you were out there for the first nine holes. How's his gait looking? How is he in retrospect looking as compared to what he was physically at the Masters?
Probably a little bit better than at the Masters. I just do think we have to get used to the idea that, you know, he's going to be walking with a limp, you know, and we try to analyze it and watch them and see if it's worse or better. I think some of it depends, you know, if he just had a tough walk up the hill, it's going to be sore and you're going to see him struggle for the next several steps. If it's flat for a while, and he's feeling pretty good. Not so much. You know, the things that happen in his round so far, I don't know that you blame on that. He made two birdies or bogeys on his front side, which is the back. One was a total unforced error on an 85-yard wedge shot that he ended up making par on that hole. That was on the 12th hole, 13th hole par 5. But he should have given himself a birdie putt, and he had to get it up and down. On the 15th, he hit a poor drive with an iron on a short par 4. That, you know, he's trying to just position an iron out there, and he kind of hit it off the hosel. And it led to a long shot into a bunker, and he didn't get it up and down. I mean, these are just kind of like, I think, mistakes of, you know, a little bit of competitive rust.
Right.
You know, he's one over now. It's certainly not bad. He's hit plenty of good shots, had some good putts, some putts that didn't go in. You know, we'll see if he can, you know, keep it around par today, which I think would be a great score.
Hey, Bob, if you were in the room of secrets with a PGA Tour commissioner and the people who run this whole thing, there's this one line of thought that says there's no such thing as bad publicity. I think everybody in this room believes there is such a thing as bad publicity. You just try to avoid that part of it as much as possible. But do they like the idea that golf is being talked about as much as it is, even on non-playing days, 365, whether it's clickbait, whether it's arguments, and whether it's Jack having to speak up because there's Greg Norman and here's Phil, he's not here. How much do they actually like the idea that golf is story-driven now, every bit as much as score-driven?
Yeah, you know, I would guess that that they don't mind the negativity to the point that that their side is being told in a positive way. Like, a lot of the negativity is against the, you know, the live golf stuff is against Phil. the tour is probably fine with that because it props them up. But I don't think they like the cause of it, which is, hey, there's somebody else out there that wants to do this, and they might be taking away some of our players. You know, so.
But do they think it generates more eyeballs to something like this week's actual golf? Is there a win as sports talk shows, news outlets that really don't give six rips about golf except for the majors? They're pushing golf more days a year than ever before, it seems, certainly in 2022.
You know, it would have if Phil would have come back. If Phil were playing this week, I think there'd be Phil Mickelson. I think there'd be tons of interest in how he did. People would want to see how he reacted to all this. But he's not here. Obviously, Tiger being here is big. That helps. That helps a lot, you know. But is it gonna translate next week at the Colonial? I don't know. I'm not sure about that. So certainly talking about golf and what they want is you to be talking about their players and how they're performing and how they're doing well. And so from that aspect, I'm not so sure it's a great thing for them.
Were you surprised that Phil did not come back to defend his title?
I'm just surprised it has escalated to this point. Given what's all going on and given how he hadn't played or he hasn't talked, I wasn't that surprised. It just seemed like it was too much, you know, whether he didn't want to deal with the media, whether he didn't want to deal with players, whether he didn't feel his game was up to it, on all the scrutiny that would come from that. You know, the last thing he'd want to do is come out here and really play poorly after all the negativity that surrounded him. So, I kind of get the sense that maybe that was going to happen. But in totality, I'm incredibly surprised we've gotten to this point. You know, it has escalated way beyond what I think anybody anticipated. He's not played in two majors now. He's the defending champion of this tournament, won it in incredible fashion last year to become the oldest major winner was, you know, a glorious, you know, occasion, an incredible win, a career possibly capping victory, solidified his legacy. And now actually we're talking about his legacy and whether it has been or how much it's been tarnished.
Bob, do you think the PGA will really take the stand they've more than hinted at? If you go, you don't come back. And do you think Phil plays over there and is willing to just go at 51, I'm probably done with having to do those types of press conferences anyway?
I don't know if they can keep you from fully coming back if you only elect to play in a couple of them. You know, despite their own rules, you know, they do allow people to play in conflicting events. Guys ask for permission and were denied. If they defy it, it depends, I think, on who the player is and what his intentions are. You know, they might get a fine. Maybe they'll get suspended. Maybe a guy doesn't mind being suspended. But I think a guy like Phil, if he goes, if he plays in even one, given all the negativity, given, you know, what's been reported that he was possibly trying to help them get started. If he doesn't turn their back on them completely, then I think Phil's done on the PGA Tour. I think they'll suspend him for a long time. And he'll probably just go over there and play.
Yeah.
When I say go over there, I mean, really, there's one. The first event is overseas, and there's five in the U.S. And, you know, it's going to be fascinating to see how these things play out. I mean, what kind of fields do they get? Who wins? Who wins $4 million? You know, does it gain any traction? It's going to be slow. You know, I think it's going to take a little while for them. And if they're patient, maybe they start to turn some heads with this starting next year.
Bob Herrick, longtime golf analyst at the PGA Championship, now joins us. We know Augusta is its own country. Do you think they actually make any declarations on Phil himself if he goes, or any of these other guys?
You know, I guess they could, but man, that sure seems dangerous to me. You know, the PGA Tour doesn't run golf. You know, it's one thing for the PGA Tour to tell them that they can't play, you know, because of their rules. But where, you know, how can people from all over the world, from all kinds of tours, play in the Masters and the U.S. Open and the PGA? And if you're eligible, you know, Phil's eligible for the Masters. He won it. Like, and I realize it's an invitation tournament. Why would they take away the invite? You know, I think that brings on more trouble than it's worth, really. You know, the U.S. Open is billed as the most democratic of the majors. It's a, almost two-thirds of the field qualify. There's only like 50, 60 exemptions. Well, Phil happens to be exempt. He's got a five-year exemption for winning the PGA last year. Are they going to all of a sudden just say, we're not going to let somebody come because they don't like his opinion or they don't like what he did? You know, he didn't break any laws. He just, you know, he did something that goes against the grain of the PGA Tour. I completely understand why they're mad and why they're upset and why they might take action. But those other organizations aren't the PGA Tour. So I think it starts to get really interesting if that happens. And look, we all wondered that. We all wondered if he was prohibited from coming here or prohibited from going to the Masters. And they all said no. So I guess the other question, though, is if the tour suspends him, do the major championship organizations honor that suspension? You know, that's another dicey area. They could. They could say we are not going. You know, like in other words, if a player fails a drug test, for example, that's administered by the PGA Tour, and he gets suspended for 3 months, the majors aren't going to let him play. You know, they're gonna go along with that. But if it's a membership issue, I just wonder if they can and would do that.
Bob Herrick from SI.com joining us from the site of the PGA Championship in Tulsa on the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker line. On the course, he's got the loud pants, he's got the mullet, and John Daly among a host of golfers at 1 under par. Can you keep this going?
I don't think so. I think that's a big ask. It's great that he's doing it now. Be great if he could get this round in under par, but this is a very, very stout golf course, a lot longer than he's used to playing. And even though, you know, John Daly has a cart because he's been afforded a cart under the Americans with Disabilities Act, I still think it's a tough grind for him out there. You know, it's not like his game has been flourishing even in senior golf. You know, he's there. It's a big ass to come out here and do this, but hey, good for him that he's hanging in there so far, you know, and it would be a terrific story even if he just could make the cut.
Bob, if you had $5 in your pocket and I give you the biggest names, not necessarily the guys, although Jordan was good last week, Rory's playing well now, if I gave you the five basic names that you know that I would give you, would you bet on them to win this, or do you think somebody comes from outside that box?
No, I think I would take the five because I just think the odds are with them. I mean, certainly somebody can come from out of the box at this tournament. It's very, very possible. It's got a deep field. You know, I've talked up a lot of guys this week, and, you know, Jordan Spieth is one of the guys I really like, but he played his front nine two over. So you just never know. Cameron Smith is a guy who won the Players' Championship who I've hardly even thought about, and yet he could win this thing too. So I consider it wide open, but if you were to give me like Rahm, Rory, Jordan, or Jordan Spieth, Justin Thomas, say, throw somebody out, Cam Smith, I'd be hard pressed to go away from those guys.
Bob, we appreciate the time. Enjoy the weekend and we'll talk down the road. Thanks as always.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate you having me.
You got it. Bob Herrick from SI.com there in Tulsa, site of the PGA Championship on the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker line.
There are so many reasons to love Subaru of Gwinnett. And this April, Subaru of Gwinnett is working hand-in-hand with the community because Subaru loves the earth. From being the largest corporate donor to the National Parks Foundation to planting over 1 million trees, we wrap our arms around the community. It's part of the Subaru Love Promise, our commitment to improving lives in the communities where we live and work. And it's just one reason why Subaru is more than a car company. Visit Subaru of Gwinnett on Satellite Boulevard in Duluth to learn more about how we're taking action.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is ready for Braves season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air.
deep center field and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.